Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad Jim Copeland is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Jim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He probably doesn't know it, but this is his 8th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. But the thing that he's almost as proud of is the fact that he's the director of the Center for Policy, for Legal Policy at the Manhattan Institute. Jim Copeland, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Happy anniversary. How about that? 8 years.
8 years. It's my 9th year at the Manhattan Institute, so that probably makes some sense. And the report we released, the Trial Lawyers Incorporated report on attorneys general, is our 16th Trial Lawyers
Inc.
report. So
how about that?
We've done a number of these and probably talked with you after a good number of them as well.
I'm sure we have. Tell the audience why this report is being done.
Well, the basic premise that we've had, and small business owners certainly can relate to this, is that the litigation climate in the U.S. is a competitive disadvantage. It's
out of control.
It discourages investment. It keeps us from enjoying the things we might have enjoyed. It discourages research. And small business owners are particularly sensitive to out-of-control litigation and liability costs. Big businesses can handle these costs. They rarely are going to bring a big business under. They're going to obviously hurt the efficiency of the business, hurt the share price. But a small business owner often is looking at the end of a barrel. If you get a lawsuit and you're a small business owner, it can destroy you, and that creates opportunities for what are effectively legal extortion. Now, the report we've done here is on a subset of this problem. The state attorneys general, who are elected in 43 of the 50 states, not all of these state AGs are doing this, but a good chunk of the state AGs are farming out lawsuits on behalf of the state to these same trial attorneys. The trial attorneys can
so instead of using their own fees. Instead of using their own in-house counsel, their own litigators that are employed by the state, they subcontract a lawsuit to a firm.
And realize that states, especially smaller states, may not have a ton of staffing in the state AG's office that has every specialization. You may want to contract out, just like you contract out any government.
You're not saying the practice is a bad practice.
Well, it's not a bad practice to subcontract per se, but the state ought to be paying the lawyers by the hour generally, rather than acting like a plaintiff off the street and paying them a contingency fee, which gives no money down and a share of the proceeds of what's effectively the state's money if the lawsuit hits pay dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening. And, of course, this means that the state AG is not under the scrutiny of the legislature because he never has to get an appropriation for this.
It's a little economy unto itself, isn't it?
In some of these instances, the state AG gets a sort of piggy bank out of it because the state AG, in some of these cases, controls the money coming in and doesn't even return it to the legislature, so he can dole it out to his friends and have you.
What's an example of a lawsuit that they would farm out?
Well, the granddaddy of them all, and this is not a small business case, of course, the granddaddy of them all, when this started in the mid-'80s, was the tobacco litigation.
Right.
And the multi-state tobacco settlement worth $240 billion was done precisely on this basis and pumped $30 billion into plaintiffs' lawyers' hands, a fairly small subset of plaintiffs' lawyers that controlled this litigation. Since then, plaintiffs' lawyers and state AGs have been trying to replicate this model over and over and
over.
They
did it with asbestos. That was one of them.
Asbestos. The big areas you see here are securities fraud, securities lawsuits, And these are often on behalf of the public employee pension funds,
right.
Environmental litigation, public nuisance type litigation.
So what is the fundamental, if you're, for the average voter, never mind small business owners for the second, just the average citizen of any state, why should they care about this?
Well, the minimum, it creates an appearance of impropriety, right? If the trial lawyers are donating lots of money into the campaigns of a state attorney
right.
general, who then farms out on a no-bid basis contracts,
right.
giving the state's business over to these lawyers,
right.
that's obviously, just from a basic sort of corruption, good government standpoint, a concern and a problem. But, of course, the liability climate of a state is
mm-hmm.
also important to business formation,
that's a big
capital.
One for small business. And I want to talk about that when we come back after these messages. 20 till, right back with Jim Copeland. He's with the Manhattan Institute. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.